Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who didn't put his dad's sweater on yet tonight. I'm Rob Sisner. Hello, and I am live here tonight for the first time in Big Brother Canada 6. I really haven't had a chance to talk much about the show other than doing the exit interview with Rosina the other day with Taryn, who was a joy. Rosina was very nice, too. And so very excited to be here live with you on a Monday night. This is going to be my opportunity every week to talk about what's going on Big Brother Canada 6. And so let's welcome in the panel of people that I'm going to talk to tonight. First up is a man who every morning, as Mark McGrath told me today, is going to be covering the Big Brother live feeds. Welcome back, the robot, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Oh, wait. Sorry. I was busy eating my Wendy's Whopper thing. Everyone.
I don't think it's called a Whopper.
Something or other.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called. We'll get it right.
Wendy's Whamburger?
I don't know. A big something, I think. I'm not sure exactly. I don't think it's a Whamburger.
Now I got to look it up. Okay, here we go.
All right. And now here's a man who's very excited that we are live. Here is the great Brent. Welcome up, Brent. How are you?
Doing wonderful. I don't have a picture of myself on my t-shirt like Ryan, but I do have a picture of the LFC on my t-shirt, you see. So I try to keep up. People are asking on Twitter, Brent, you have to have a picture of yourself on your t-shirt for the recap. I am not vain enough to have a picture of myself on a t-shirt pre-printed, but this is the best I could do.
Yeah, I heard you guys all weekend making fun of Ryan for having a shirt with his picture on it, but then it was in his HOH basket. It was from his kid, Taryn, that he can't wear a picture that his kid made for him.
That was information I was not privy to. I don't think anyone was privy to that.
What a loser. He's got a shirt with his picture on it. What a dumb idiot.
Now, this is even worse because if it's from his kid, you know he's going to be wearing it every day. Oh, my God.
I thought you were saying because it's from his kid, so you know his kid now is going to have bad taste for the rest of his life.
Well, that too.
All right. So I'm very excited to be talking with the guys here tonight about everything going on. And, you know, obviously they've been talking about the live feeds for quite a bit already this season. But I think in my entire life, I think I've watched about 45 minutes of Big Brother Canada live feed. So I feel like I am still very slowly getting my feet wet in the have not moat of Big Brother Canada 6. But well, yes.
Rob, that's actually perfect because the live feeds have only been up for 45 minutes. You're actually all caught up. You're all good.
I was going to do that, but you beat me to it. That was really, yes.
So I have been keeping up with Taryn's live feed updates every so often. And of course, all of the social media. So we'll talk about the TV show first. And then, of course, we'll check in with the guys about what's been happening or not happening on the Big Brother live feeds. But so we got to see just a little bit of Ryan's HOH and the nominations. And, you know, I think I sort of was overly excited following what you guys have been putting out there about Ryan and his HOH. I really wanted to see what was going on. It seems like that all of Twitter was talking about how, oh my God, it's Ryan talk 24/7. But really, I thought, Taryn, he seemed to come across very rational and reasonable here on one night of the show as HOH.
Well, I mean, I think there was an interpretation of him, and I mentioned this in one of the updates, where you might be able to see what he was doing as reasonable and rational up until a certain point, and then it just, it spiraled from there. And I think they really have only shown the parts that could be interpreted as reasonable and rational.
Okay, all right. So more on that to come as we'll discuss.
Even like from what we saw on the show, they just left the parts out.
They left the parts out, Rob. That's the thing. This is a very rosy view of Ryan's HOH. I mean, even before he made nominations, he was already starting to just screw it up.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about all that tonight. We'll take your questions as well. Hashtag RHAP. You can also type your questions in the chat as we go along here on our first Big Brother Canada live show with me this season. And then are the rumors true that the LFC roundtable will be back as well tomorrow night, Brent?
It's just like anything else. I can't get out of it. They pull me back in.
Are you trying to get out of it?
No, that's a lie. I'm very happy to be a part of it. And it's the one place where, I can really let Taryn have it, and as I want and want to do. So, you know, on here, I have to be a little bit more professional since the boss is around.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully you guys won't be at each other's throats tonight, Taryn.
Well, never.
Okay.
Never.
All
yeah,
right.
That wasn't pretty convincing.
Okay. Let's talk this through what we saw here tonight. We saw some of the fallout from the vote. We got to see Andrew trying to flip the house and try to save Rosina. What, Taryn, was that a move? Was Andrew pro Rosina or anti Allie?
Well, it's hard to really. This was all before the feeds came on. But I have to imagine it was a little bit of both. From what he talked about Allie being a much bigger threat, and then of course Rosina he probably grew closer to over the course of the week.
Yeah. And Brent, why don't people like Andrew?
Because of the way he goes about his business. I mean, you saw in those few clips that he sort of pressures people to do what he wants them to do. And if he doesn't get an immediate yes, then he's like, well, come on. Like, he starts to challenge your manhood or your integrity. And I think that really rubs people the wrong way. Plus, I think a lot of people had just, they don't like change. And especially when you're in a house and it's your first week and you're trying to get to know things. And it had just been decided that Rosina was going to be the first one evicted from the house. And Allie was making good social bonds. So then to try to flip it and try to get people to make a big move the first week. And there are a lot of savvy players in this house. I just think that it was not going to take.
Okay. And so we see a little bit of that, and then we go right into the new house guests coming into the house. And we knew this was not going to go well when we saw Veronica and Marin trying to come up with this story. And we got to see some reactions to it. And again, Taryn, it did not go over well.
No, and I think there's nobody who watched them come up with this plan that thought it would go well. Yeah. I think, are the only two people in Canada and probably North America that thought this might go well.
Did Marin think it was going to go well, Brent?
No, I don't think so. But you heard him say in the episode, you know, whatever you say, I'll just shut up and you can talk. I mean, he did have another plan. That's the thing. They're two recruits. Okay, they don't have a clue. So yeah. They're like, it's like the blind leading the blind here with him trying to listen to her about what the plan should be. By the way, in honor of Veronica triumphing over Kirsten, I have the Wicked poster behind me of good triumphing over evil. I just wanted that to be known. So, having said that, I will just say really quick. From the outset that Veronica is growing on me, hashtag plur, and I will have more to say about that in the light. Look, second.
Anybody that's listened to these shows knows how we feel about Kirsten and how we would have rather have seen her in the house. But now, circumstances being what they are, Veronica is in there. And Taryn, I do think that there is something that is amusing about a person where her story is that I was a random person. They came and picked me up and put on the show. And in a way, isn't that kind of the case?
she's unknowingly telling the truth. Yes.
Yeah. It's like the real story is kind of like, it's probably what? I was at a bar and somebody saw me and said, hey, you should be on Big Brother. And now I'm here.
Probably something like that. She is like historic levels of bad at this game. There is something that is amusing about that. As long as you don't like have to pay attention nonstop.
Yeah. And I mean, it's amusing that she's there and sort of like against her will, not so much like in a Cody way, Brent, but she's just sort of like, I'm on Big Brother. It's like, okay, sure.
And she's trying to play the part of a fan too, like a super fan.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the thing. She's playing the part of Member Bob. The thing you left out of the story is that she was a super fan and she was in the front row. They had tickets and then they were in the front row and they said, "Guess what? You're on the show." And they just had these magical bags that were packed for 2 weeks with them, even though they were only on a 3-day tour like Gilligan's Island. And I mean, it's a mess. So she doesn't know what she's doing, but it's sort of fun to watch.
In the story, were there other super fans, were there like 10 other super fans that all won the trip to the Willy Wonka factory and then they got sort of picked out of the
well The thing that you're not seeing here is that this story quickly devolves and everyone realizes that it's not true.
Yeah.
And so they stop asking questions about the lie and instead are trying to get to the truth of the matter, which we'll get to in the live feed section.
Yeah.
Well, I think she clearly missed an opportunity because we know now that Veronica is a freestyle rapper. And if she had gone in and just freestyled some kind of song about I got a golden ticket, then I feel like everyone would have believed
that
her.
Freestyle.
Well, I'm not a freestyler. I can only do what they did in the movie.
Yeah. You're no hoodie Taran.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why they made them lie about
I don't know what it added.
Yes. I felt like that they went into the house with a disadvantage. And, you know, had Kirsten gotten into the house, I think that we probably would have been more upset about this of like, well, why did they do that? Like, they already were going in with the strike against them. But then to have the second strike against them of having to make up a story. Why couldn't they say if they wanted to, they got voted in?
Because Big Brother Canada is just doing what it does and throwing shit against the wall. They're like, oh, this sounds good. Maybe this will cause some drama in the house. When in reality, if you just let them go in the house and say what really happened, I guarantee you half the house guests wouldn't believe that either. They'd be like, they're lying. There's got to be something more to this story. What aren't they telling us? Do they have some superpower? Were they watching us when they were out there? I mean, there would have been a million questions. This was totally unnecessary. And of course, considering there are 7 super fans in the house, they don't believe this for a second. It's just it was over in 5 minutes. Like, I mean, immediately everyone knew that this is a stupid lie.
Yeah, I think then they might have just said like, oh, this will be hilarious. They'll have to make up a lie and on the spot and it won't be good. Everybody won't buy it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's the entire purpose of this is we hope they're stupid enough to not just do the obvious thing, which is like, hey guys, sorry, you know, we're not allowed to tell you.
You won a contest.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, considering they were in the diary room and it's in an edited show, they may have, I don't know, Taran, they may have tried to say that, like, hey, we just can't tell you. And then Big Brother was like, no, 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 you can't tell them that either. Like, you have to come up with some outrageous lie. And then this is what they came up with.
Yeah. And so they have this conversation and then they're sort of like post-gaming it. And that Veronica is saying to Marriage, like, I really like how you let me take the lead on that. That was really, thank you for that.
Great job.
No problem. No problem. You go, you do say whatever you want.
Great assist.
So, all right. More on that to come. So we see Andrew. He is at least excited that it looks like he has an ally in the house, but it doesn't seem to last long because we get to the HOH competition. And this was a interesting way to do this competition. This seemed like this is a unusual Big Brother HOH competition, and I liked it. I really liked the set design. I thought this was a lot more fun. I mean, it did eat up a lot of the episode, Taran, but what did you think of this competition?
I thought this was a great competition. I thought it looked amazing. Again, just like puts every visual of Big Brother US to shame. The competition is a great one. It's a classic take on the, you know, social interview kind of game. So
it's
I loved
Survivor.
Yes,
yeah, very
yes,
Survivor, very coconut choppy, where you have to eliminate somebody and show your cards a little bit, as Erica had to show tonight too. Andrew, I agree with Taran that the one thing that Big Brother Canada does above all else, aside from their cast, is the construction of the sets just always look spot on. I love the visual of this as well. Also, Johnny as the host was outstanding. He put a little sass into it to the point where I really think he was enjoying eliminating these people from the competition. So all together, really, really fun. And we got to hear what the house guests think of each other because we missed the first, you know, 4 days of feeds. And thus, I was shocked to hear that the house thinks that Paris is easily manipulated and pretty dumb. And
yeah,
I know she does too.
Now, I know from the draft, Brent, that you were very high on her. You took her number one overall. But I've noticed something on these live feed updates that, Taran, you speak about Paris in a way that I have not heard you speak about other Big Brother contestants. And I've heard you talk about maybe over 100 Big Brother contestants at this point. And Taran, that you seem very taken with this Paris.
She's a very beautiful woman. What do you want from me?
Yes, I noticed that on the live feed update. That Taran rarely comments on the aesthetic and said talked about her game and also mentioned how beautiful she is.
Well, look, she talked about how she used to be, you know, this ugly girl when she was growing up. So, you know, I'm often mentioning now that she's clearly not.
Do you feel like you relate to Paris? Is that the story of Taryn as well?
Yes, Taryn is also an ugly girl right now.
And has blossomed into this live feed American Ninja Warrior robot.
Yeah, we have the exact same story.
Same backstory. Yeah. No, but I know she's been very good. I love the moment after the HOH competition when she's like, they think I'm dumb.
Oh, that was great. I was like, please, please, please be acting right now. Please be acting right now. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, thank God. Yes, that's exactly what I wanted from you. And thank God you realize that this is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah, they think I'm dumb. Oh, they think I'm easily manipulated. This is so good for my game. And she's like, all right, now I have to go be sad. And she's like, and she left the room. Brent, that's like the best thing that people can do on a reality show, because I think it fosters a bond, a relationship between the people at home and the people that are in the house.
Yes, totally. 100%. It lets us know what they're thinking. I love that the people that are willing to talk to the live feeders, even just for a second. Some people go on, like Paul, you know, had his diatribes last season. Other people like Maddie talk for just a few minutes this season. But it's great to see into their minds what they're really thinking. No editing, nothing from the diary room, just us and them and the camera. And we get to see what they're really thinking, because it really lets us into who we think the real person is. And like I said, I was hoping that she was going to feel that way. I felt good that she was acting. Ultimately, upon seeing it, I'm like, yeah, that's my girl. Because the people who watch the live feeds are the super fans. They are the people that brought the show back. And thus, these are the people that we like seeing in the house, the people that look like us.
Yeah. So we saw Ryan end up winning the first HOH. And so, Taryn, do you feel like, was the house trying to push this to Ryan in any way? Or was he sort of one of the least objectionable people? Because sometimes when you have a big group and you do this contest, that you can sort of like, okay, you sort of weed out early who you don't want to have it. And then it could either be a crapshoot, or you could be, you know, everybody trying not to eliminate a certain person to get them to win.
Yeah, I it's hard to know for sure, because the feeds didn't come back until after Ryan was already the HOH. So it's hard to know how they viewed this going into the competition. I can't imagine that they were too happy about him winning. Agreed. HOH, because he was close to the Andrew Hamza kind of coalition. But he was certainly less objectionable than them, meaning Hamza and Andrew. So I don't think they were super scared about it.
Yeah. All right. So Ryan ultimately is going to be the HOH. He's very excited. He gets to eat his candy. What a week for candy on reality TV. Reality stars can't stop talking about candy. And we see a little bit of Ryan and his HOH ceremony, or his HOH receiving basket. And Brent, something that Big Brother Canada does, again, so much better than the U.S. version, is they do these videos from home. For the life of me, I don't understand, why hasn't Big Brother U.S. adopted this?
Taryn, I mean, did they change last season, or was it still letters? Honestly, I forget.
It was still letters, but they got videos at one point.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I remember a couple of videos. Anyway, I agree with you, Rob, that they do this so much better. It's lost on me why they don't change, because visually it's more appealing. There's more emotion behind it. You, rather than just reading something off a piece of paper, you feel what the house guest is feeling. Like when I saw, I mean, at this point, I have my own personal opinions about Ryan in the house, but seeing his kid up on the screen, it's impossible not to at least feel a little bit of connection to him for a moment. And I don't know why the Big Brother US version doesn't replicate that.
Yeah, Taryn, I mean, on Big Brother Celebrity, they did the moment where they, you know, played videos, everybody's video from home. And then you had the moment where Ariadna's dad, and she like started to break down. And that was like such an emotional moment. So I don't understand why they wouldn't go for that every week.
It's probably just the kind of thing where they've always done it as letters, and they just like doing it the way that they've done it, especially if it's like, oh, well, we're not going to do what Big Brother Canada. They don't do better than us. We can't copy them.
Is it possible that they don't know about what they do on Big Brother Canada?
It's definitely a possibility.
Very possible.
Like, I think Big Brother Canada is aware of what Big Brother US did, but I don't know if anybody at Big Brother US is watching Big Brother Canada.
Well, there's a lot of cross-pollination between, I mean, Trevor Boris was working on Big Brother US last season, and they have the same casting director as well. And so I feel like that they're probably keeping their...
I mean, this is like a slam dunk. I don't know why they don't do this.
Well, I know, bro. Tell him, Rob. Write him a letter.
It worked out well. Send him a video. But we got to see also that something new that Taryn, you've been talking about how this is the season we're going to get to vote on more stuff than even in the past Big Brother Canada, that there will be a Hasbro game that we will get to vote to each of the HOHs this season. So we're all very excited. And so we will, bad news, everybody. RHAP is going to swing this and we're going to pick whatever game we want. So deal with it. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
No, that's actually the game we're going to pick. Sorry is the game. No. Do you think, was this after we found out in the HOH competition that the house guests think that Ryan is smelly? Does anybody want to play Twister with him?
I can't imagine anymore, Taryn. I don't know. I mean, like if you listed all the games from Hasbro, I have to imagine that when you got a bunch of horny 20 and 30 year olds in the house, that this is the game that you're going to pick. So I understand why they picked it, but I don't know how many people are going to be playing with Ryan.
Okay.
All right. There are very few people I would want to play Twister with, regardless of Ryan, to be honest.
Yeah. All right. So, Taryn, get your poll up for which Hasbro game is going to go into the house next.
We have unprecedented power over the games.
Is that how Jenga gets in the house every season?
Yeah, there's a secret vote. Nobody ever knows about it. I'm the only one that votes. That's why it's Jenga every time, because Jenga is the best game.
Okay. So from what we saw on the show tonight, that there wasn't much fallout from the competition, other than we saw that Erica and Andrew were going to have words after it. And Andrew was insulted because Erica was his only friend or one of his only allies. And he wanted to know, why did you knock me out? She said, every single person in the house told me to put you up or get you out of this competition. Are we buying that?
No, honestly, I think that there was a general vibe in the house that Andrew was the next target. They all probably agreed that he was the next target, but I don't think a single one of them said to Erica, okay, if this is a knockout competition, you have to knock Andrew out. Otherwise, we're coming for you, which is kind of how she made it out to be. But there, like I said, there was a vibe. It would have been weird if she hadn't eliminated
him. Thank you. Exactly. I don't think she ever meant it literally. I think she meant it more metaphorically.
She has said it literally a few times.
Well, I know, but it was more of a metaphor to me. Like, she's like, look, you know, I mean, everyone was telling me I had to, you know, knock you out first, when in reality, she knew that if she did anything other than that, it really would have looked bad for her. So I can see where she's sort of making those mental gymnastics to get to that point.
Yeah. So they have a little bit of a fallout. And so Andrew is not happy. So he does the thing that like a little kid might do of just like, that he's just going to like be like right next to her and like staring at her. And it was kind of menacing. I don't think she liked it. He said, imagine my displeasure.
Who would like it?
I don't think anybody would have liked it. This is just, you know, you have to have a little bit of context here. I mean, I don't know how he can think that this is a good look. I really don't. I mean, look, by the way, he's milking the whole, I saved you, I put you in heaven last week. I mean, to, you know, kingdom come to everybody who will listen about, I saved you, why didn't you do something for me? I'm really sick of hearing that. Having said that, she didn't save him. She eliminated him, even though he did save her last week. And he just wasn't taking it very well. The whole thing about following her down and then continuing to, in my view, get in her personal space and stare at her without blinking, which I don't, Taryn, I stepped outside for a second. I don't know if they showed that on the show, where she called him out for doing that, that she wasn't going to be intimidated by him. It just got to a place that I felt was uncomfortable. I don't know your feelings on it, though.
I would agree. I mean, that would make me very uncomfortable. Although I do feel like this was kind of a natural evolution from the moment they met when he was like, oh, give me a second to take all this in. He just needs more seconds now.
I don't know necessarily what he was holding out for. Like, was he waiting for her to break? So she's like, OK, I'm sorry, Andrew.
It seems like it was. I think he just wanted his pound of flesh. Like, he really wanted to make her feel as bad as possible, which is completely laughable from a game standpoint, Taryn, as was his next day's dad sweater.
Yeah, let's talk about the dad sweater.
Shouted out love to everybody as if that's going to change anything. Jesus, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. So he puts on the dad sweater, and now it's time for Hug City, and it was Shades of Holy Wayne as Andrew went around the house and just started giving magical hugs to everybody.
My favorite was Olivia, because he apologizes to Olivia, and I don't really know why he is. I know that she was sort of in the middle of a little bit of crossfire there, but not much. I don't think he really needed to apologize to Olivia. And then he goes up to her, and she accepts the apology. Totally cool. He's like, can I have a hug? She's like, sure. And yeah. The entire time they're hugging, I can see her eyes looking away from him as he's totally trying to get a hug in. Like, it was, I loved her in that moment.
But he felt like it was working. He's like, oh,
he was living. Oh, it's amazing gameplay from Andrew. Can't you see it, Rob? he's got them snowed. They're totally buying it. Hook, line, and sinker.
He was doing like the Salt Bay of sprinkling his hug magic on people.
Taryn, I you cannot undo all of the damage he did with a few hugs, especially at the point where you know you're in danger and the house knows you're in danger. It's like chum in the water.
Apology hugs should not be asked for. You should not have to ask for an apology hug. If it's not natural, there should be no hug.
Well, I love him in the diary room. He's like, all right, can we get on with this? All right. Did I say I'm sorry enough? Come on.
Yeah, I was equally appalled by that. Like, come on. I mean,
look, I don't have all day.
Yeah. I mean, look, the thing that I see with Andrew, and this, you saw this a little bit in him trying to flip the boat last week, which we didn't see on the live feeds, obviously, but we only saw little clips of. But the way it looked to me, it looked similar to this now, where he gets impatient. He's very much like Ryan, where if things don't go the way he wants them to go, you know, pronto, then he just sort of moves on from the situation, or he gets irritated about it. And there's a time and a place for a conversation like this. It's fine that she wanted to have it now with him, that she agreed to that. But then once it starts, you have to take the time to listen to her and just build. I mean, the natural social bonds that really sustain players in the house cannot be worked on in a 5-minute conversation. They just can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it felt very much like, why have you forgiven me? I apologized. What's going on? I did the thing that's supposed to elicit this reaction, and you're not doing that reaction. You are a crazy person, clearly, because I'm doing everything right.
So we come out of Andrew and Erica, and we get to a little bit of, it's Big Brother Canada. Gotta check in with a showmance. Gotta check in. We gotta give the people what they want, Brent. And so
yes, give us what they want. Yep.
Derek and Kayla are a showmance. Are you in on Dayla?
Whatever. I mean, I you know, look, she's a great girl. She's athletic, got a great body,
smitten.
Really smart. Yeah, I get. Yeah. Well, you know, I think to me, he's just a walking fame whore. And I don't know how she can't see that. Now, maybe
why? Because the mandana.
He's just a little. He's just, well, not a little. He's really douchey. And of course, I know. See, the house guests don't know totally what we know, which is that he's basically in there for Instagram followers. So. I mean, I'll give her a pass on that. But having said that, I feel like she can do better. Come on. Like, go for Will. Come on. Come on.
Is Kayla slumming it, Taryn?
In the Big Brother house, for sure. I think that she is, you know, although she does have, you know, a degree, a college degree, which makes her top tier Big Brother smartness. She does seem like she knows a lot about the show. She's a fan of the show. She seems to be, like she will probably be good in competitions. She's very good socially. So she is a sort of like top tier, right now in the house player. Whereas Derek is a little bit more, I'm just following your directions. But, you know, maybe Jesse would be a better Big Brother match. But I don't know. You know, what is she? What else has she got to work with, Brent? She's not into the Will type.
Yeah,
she's not into the Will type.
Brent, am I cuckoo bananas, or did Big Brother Canada 6 cheap out on the hot guys this season?
Yeah, they kind of did. Although, in fairness, Hamza, I think, is getting lots of fans. And obviously, Will has a lot of fans. Jesse is actually a little bit more deep than I thought he was. I mean, to me, he just looked like a regular bro when he walks into the house. But I actually think he is somewhat interesting. I was talking to a friend of mine who we classified him as a bitchy straight guy. And I think that that's sort of fun. Aside from that, I don't know who else we're looking at, but there's a couple in the house. Usually, though, they have more than that. But if they can play, I really don't care if they're hot.
Okay. All right. We'll write that down.
All right.
Okay. So we check back in, Taryn, with Marin and Veronica, and they got all their plans. They're stirring the pot. In what way were they stirring the pot, Taryn?
They're not stirring the pot is the answer. They're not doing anything to stir the pot.
Yeah. Not at this point. Yes.
No, Veronica was really, she's like dancing. We're stirring the pot. We're making it happen.
She was freestyling. Like I mentioned. So if you consider that stirring the pot, then
he wants to make sure you know about that, Rob.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So is that slang? Is freestyling a Big Brother slang for stirring the pot?
According to Veronica, probably.
Mm-hmm. Now, talk to me about Marin, because I feel like I don't have a great read on him. Seems like a nice guy, but is he a hopeless, Brent, or is there some potential for Marin?
No, there's some potential there. I mean, I'm just laughing at the fact that you're like, fill me in on Marin. I'm like, well, you're looking at the two wrong dudes to be able to do that. I mean, maybe talk to his family. I think they have a better idea who Marin is at this point. Look, I mean,
because the feeds aren't on that much, or because he's not on the feeds?
And even when the feeds aren't on, I feel like he's not in a lot of the feeds that they're showing. Okay. So having said that, I feel like what I can say about him is that he is a sweet guy. He seems that he's looking for a couple friends. He seems to be very honest. The house guests, I feel like, are buying the fact that he is honest. Having said that, I feel like they might feel like he is ultimately more threatening because of the fact that he seems like such a good guy and we might need to get rid of him. I mean, if the house guests are looking at the two newbies next week, possibly as nominees, there may be varying reasons for getting rid of Marin and Veronica, depending on who they're friends with, which again, we can get into the live feed section, but mm-hmm. I can't really speak to that right now.
So, okay. Nomination names are being kicked around in the house. Obviously, Marin and Veronica are off the table. We see from an early point in the episode that Andrew and Hamza are a little concerned about it, but Olivia's name is also thrown around, Taryn, and I've heard her name come up on a lot of the live feed updates. I don't understand, based on what I've seen on the TV show, why don't people like Olivia?
It's hard to know why they don't like her per se. She's hard to connect with. I even kind of alluded to it in her pregame interviews where she's like, I'm not an emotional person. Like I'm very aggressive. And so I guess that vibe is coming off to some people. But really the main reason why Olivia's name was out there was because of Maddie, which we actually didn't get to see in the show. Yes, Maddie and Olivia have some kind of beef. It was theorized by maybe Paris, I don't remember who, that they both liked Jesse or something, and that was sort of the cause of their
Jesse
beef.
With?
Paris.
Jesse's with Paris, which is probably why Paris has that theory. but for whatever reason, they seem to kind of be targeting each other. And Maddie is the one that got into Ryan's head about targeting Olivia. So then whenever Olivia's name was brought up to Ryan, he was like, he perked up and he was like, oh, Olivia, that sounds like the name that I'm looking for. And so that it sort of snowballed from there.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, Rob, I mean, this is before the show ended, but they just didn't show it on the feed. So I'm going to fill you in on the fact that Ryan was really already looking ahead to the replacement nominee ceremony, even before the nominees were even in place to begin with. He was feeling like, number one, Hamza wanted to be nominated because he feels like it's going to be backdoored somehow. So fine, we're going to put him up. Andrew, I feel like I have to nominate because everybody wants him nominated, but I don't really want to do either of those things. things. I want my own plan. And so he starts talking to people about it beforehand. Olivia is a person who is on his radar. He wants to try to find a way, see if he can get rid of her. He just doesn't really seem to know how to do it. I feel like with Ryan, more than anything, he just seems to be like I feel like you either have to pick a path A or path B. And I feel like he's trying to sort of split the baby down the middle. And in which case, he's just going to end up with some egg on his face. I think I mixed a few metaphors. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Boy, I think if you split the baby and get egg on your face, I think that's how twins are made, Brent. That's how that works. All right. So we see that Ryan is taking meetings and he's not meeting with Andrew and Hamza. And he feels like that Hamza feels like I need to go and put myself up on the block. And Ryan jumps at this immediately. Taryn, was this more of a case of that's who Ryan wanted, or that Ryan was having a hard time finding a pawn to go up on the block?
Ryan was 100% already putting Hamza on the block. Mm-hmm. So it was not Hamza's doing putting himself on the block.
Yeah. Brent, you like this idea?
What, putting him on the block or him volunteering?
Him saying, put me on the block.
I don't know. I mean, like, he's sort of a wild and crazy guy. I feel like it's almost expected of him to go to him and say, hey, you know, put me on the block and I'm going to guarantee you I'm going to win the veto. I want my chance at the veto, man, because I got it guaranteed. So I feel like this just... like par for the course with Hamza. Having said that, it's never a good idea to go to the HOH and try to volunteer unless you're like 110, 130% sure that you're being backdoored, Rob.
130%.
First day back on Big Brother.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah, I know. It's the kind of thing where if he gets voted out this week, then everyone says, oh, stupid Hamza put himself on the block and got voted out. What a stupid moron. But it's, you know, not a bad play if he thinks that he is going to ultimately be backdoored. But I mean, without getting too much into spoilers, was there any reason for him to feel like he was going to be backdoored? Was that a thought?
The consensus of the house was Andrew and Hamza. They were the two people that were trying to flip the vote the most. Andrew was the main target. Obviously, Hamza probably feels like if Andrew wins the veto or something along those lines, then he is the replacement nominee if he's not already up on the block. So he might as well play. But, you know, Hamza, I think he was also just kind of frustrated at the game at this point. And
right.
Like, I don't think there was too much strategic thought going into it, but ultimately it didn't make a lick of difference.
Yeah. Okay. So we get to our nomination ceremony. And of course, the Big Brother Canada nomination ceremony is slightly different than the Big Brother U.S. nomination ceremony. I guess I'm so confused about it. Again, the house looks gorgeous and there's so many things that are, you know, really very amazing to look at. But we get to the point where it's time to pick people that are going to be up for nomination. And the house theme is, okay, it's heaven and hell. I get it. And it's but then you go in this room and then a bridge comes down. And then you sit on the iron throne made out of feathers. And then you're looking at pictures of people like in chainmail. Taryn, what the hell is this supposed to be? What is this visual?
Some medieval.
Medieval? What is this? Did they start building the house up from that room and say, okay, oh, it's castle theme, and then change it when they like, oh, we ran out of ideas. Let's make it heaven and hell.
Well, don't you know that in heaven you get a rock wheel that shakes when you touch it, but has very heavy rock sounding sound effects?
Yeah, I don't know. Brent, what is the design here?
I mean, I think maybe they were going for a dungeon sort of look in hell. Having said that, I don't know why the feathered throne. Maybe you could possibly make a case that it's black feathers. It's black feathers,
black
right?
Black feathers, right. Okay. Black swan. Feathers,
so maybe that's sort of something, you know, evil with the black feathers and all that. That's what they're going for. It's really tenuous, Rob. Don't look too close.
But in the picture, are they not wearing chainmail, Taryn? Like in their baseball card photos.
I haven't honestly seen it because they don't have those online. So we only saw them in the episode. Taryn, I don't know of another place where they are.
Maybe they're trying to make some sort of meta commentary about the concept of heaven and hell. I don't know.
Because it like was it conceived in the Middle Ages? Is that sort of the idea?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to get into too much of the weeds on this, but I'm just trying to follow the concept. I mean, from when Arisa did the house tour, and she said, "Oh, check this room out. Look at this chair." I was like, okay, but I don't get why that what goes together.
It's pretty and it's cool looking. So, you know, as long as you don't look too closely at the overall design of the house, and which it's still amazing to me that they built this house from the ground up. It wasn't like they had a pre-existing house and had to put a theme on top of it. They built this house from the ground up with a theme in mind. And this is what they came up with. Rob, please help me.
Okay. All right. Yes.
I will say that after being able to watch the abbreviated version of putting somebody up on the block that we saw from Johnny in the quick episode, I really missed that this time around. It felt extra long to me.
I remember you said no shortlist. I'm like, oh, I know it's coming back.
Shortlist is coming. Turn the wheel.
And it's two people, and then two people you know are not going to be nominated.
Yeah. But you know, you want the crazy thing? Like, if they just brought out like the big like cheese wheel with the keys in it and put it on the middle of the table, we'd all be like, oh my God, this was the greatest thing ever. Oh my God. Taking the keys out of the box.
We get to see people sweat. We get to see their reactions as each name comes out and see the surprise on their face.
What order they put the keys in, that also matters. They could get so much more drama and it would take less time than what they're doing right now that has no drama whatsoever.
Yeah, and like, you know, $500,000 to, you know, build all this. And it's like, if you said like a $30 like shoebox, we would be like, oh, wow.
Then they could hire somebody to work the live feeds. See,
yeah. Okay. Let's talk about this. Okay, so Brent's been very upset about, and a lot of people have been about the. Brent has been the voice of this. So, Taryn, talk this through with me, because here's my theory on this. Okay, so Brent very publicly last week he wrote an open letter to Big Brother Canada, say like, hey, we want the live feeds. Don't be screwing around with the live feeds, and then. Big Brother Canada, I think, then moved Knight to Queen's Bishop 4 and said, oh, okay, Brent, you want more live feeds? How about this? We shut down the live feeds. No live feeds means no LFC. Brent's out of a job.
Well, thank God I married Rich. Seriously, Big Brother Canada, you almost had a plan, okay? But seriously, I thought we're
trying to backdoor Brent.
If only I had that much power. If only they would actually listen to me, actually. And by the way, the whole thing that I did with the open letter, I found out today, Trevor Bloris has blocked me on Twitter. So I don't know when that happened, but I don't know when that happened. It could have been last season. It could have been this season. I just went to Israel. So I don't know if he couldn't take one little open letter that was retweeted by 500 people on Twitter. I don't know if that was.
Are you sure it was the open letter?
I don't know, but after I sent it, I checked and he was not. I could not. Yeah,
are you sure it wasn't one of the 500 DMs that you sent?
I have sent no DMs to Trevor Bloris.
No, okay.
I met him last year when we went to Big Brother Canada. He was very, very nice, very, very kind. So,
yes,
you know,
great guy. Number two, Brent. Okay, so there were petitions and all the effort to save the show. Did you consider a petition to save the live feeds? Because I think that this might be like a monkey's paw where you wished for the show to come back, but you forgot to wish for the live feeds to come back.
Yeah, it's just like Once Upon a Time where you wish for something and your wish always gets screwed up. Like, it never comes true in the way you think it's going to, right?
That's the thing about wishes.
I know, right? Yeah, they're always a shortcut. Magic always has a price, Rob. I'm just telling you. So when you brought the show back with Big Brother Canada and your petition, then this is the price.
We all the fans brought the show back, Brent.
That's true. That's true. I will say that I didn't ask for them to move heaven and earth or heaven and hell, Rob. Yeah. I know, right? I just said, can you just do a little bit better? Because it's not like, look, to be clear,
okay.
It's not like this is happening this season. I wrote the letter in the first place because this is what it was like last season and the season before. Yes.
All right, good. Okay. And this is the other thing I want to talk to you about. Okay. So, all right, let's just have an intellectual discussion about this. And this is maybe a unpopular thought, but why does Big Brother Canada need live feeds? I just want to discuss this for a second, because Big Brother US has live feeds, but they charge money for it and they make money for it. But what is Big Brother Canada doing with live feeds, Taryn, that they're not charging money for it? And I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's doing anything for their bottom line. So what do they do? Why are they doing it? Just because Big Brother US has them?
I mean, that's probably why they started. But I mean, for as much as we talk about like the casual audience being the majority of the audience, and that's probably why Kirsten gets in over Veronica, or Kirsten doesn't get in over Veronica. I think that if you cut off the live feeds, you do genuinely lose a huge portion of your most core audience. And there's no longer any social media about it. A lot of people don't even really care for the show. They're here for the feeds. Mm-hmm. I think it would really hurt them. So I honestly think that they don't like the live feeds. I don't think they want the live feeds to exist. They're doing the bare minimum they have to in order to keep the fans here. It's the bare minimum to keep.
You feel like that the live feeds only exist to pacify part of the audience. Is that fair to say? They don't even seem like they advertise them right during the show, like on every commercial break, like check out the action never stops in the Big Brother house. Go to CBS.com for more. I mean, they're constantly promoting the live feeds on the Big Brother US, but do they mention it even at all in the telecast, Brent?
I haven't heard them mention it, but I will say that upon watching the feeds, I get an ad, I don't know what, every 5 minutes advertising, some Canadian product or OxyClean or whatever the hell they're selling this week. So, I mean, I have to believe that they're making coin off of that. I believe also that this is just the way the Big Brother's always been done. Anytime you have a Big Brother show. Look,
does
I know
Big
that
Brother
they
UK
their-
have live feeds? Because I don't think it does.
I don't know. I don't live in Big Brother UK, but whatever.
I could be totally wrong about this.
Probably
I feel
did.
Like the regular version does and the celebrity version doesn't, but I don't watch it, so I could be totally wrong.
Yeah, because I remember, because I know I have nudie clips of straight guys from Big Brother UK who have been sent to me, when they drop the towel and they accidentally had to pick it up real fast. Like people send me stuff, Rob, so,
Yeah.
I know the live feeds are there.
Yeah, I'm not advocating, hey, get rid of the feeds, have the feeds on 24/7 or,
I agree with you.
I want you guys to be happy, but I'm just from the perspective of, it's clearly not a priority, but I just don't know.
Rob, they say it is. And I agree with you 100%. If they're not going to put some effort into it, if they're going to put out what I consider to be a shabby product, then just shut it down. If you don't believe in it, just shut it down. I don't want to see it anymore, because as it currently stands right now, it's pretty freaking terrible. I mean, I don't get this animated for much. And then after I thought, maybe someone somewhere will see this open letter. Maybe, and I know I told Taryn, it has a little bit of piss and vinegar in it. That's how I meant it to be seen. I wanted people to see it that way, because we've tried in the past to ask nicely. We've pleaded, we've begged just to implore them. Can you change it? Can you improve just a little bit and show us, don't take 10 minutes for a veto ceremony and then not turn the feeds back on for 5 hours. That is ridiculous. And it doesn't happen in the US version. Why is it happening in your version? Now, there may be extraneous circumstances that are dictating the decisions that they're making, but they're not telling us. And that's my biggest problem. The feeds were down for 36 hours, but after 24 hours, they still hadn't told us why they were down, which they still haven't told us, and when they were coming back. After finally about 24 hours, then someone on Twitter finally said something who was associated with Big Brother Canada, but it was too little too late for that point. And for me anyway, and I don't know how Taryn feels about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do think there's a huge difference between having live feeds for like 60% of the time versus completely shutting them down, because it becomes an entirely different show at that point. Even if they are bad live feeds, poorly produced off most of the time, it's still something there. And there's clearly a large portion of the fan base that will continue to watch and be upset when they get cut and when they're not produced well. But still, they're there to complain. And I think they wouldn't be there at all if the feeds were just not there.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting discussion to get into. I mean, I think that the answer should be, figure out a way to monetize these feeds and then help it with the bottom line, and then make some money off this show. And then
are you kidding me?
You know, like, if the show makes more sense from a bottom line perspective, I think that that would certainly, you know, help alleviate a lot of pressure points.
But they've never been transparent about what the issue is. Why are the feeds off for 36 hours? You know, even if there's an injury, which was alluded to today on the feeds, why are the feeds down for 36 hours? Why don't you tell us why the feeds are down? Why don't you tell us when the feeds are going to be back up and not wait an entire day before you do it? I just feel like that there is a way that they could do this better. We've been saying from the beginning of the show, we will, please. It's like Star Wars, a new Star Wars every time. Please take our money. Take our money. You can have our money. Just give us the live feeds. And they refuse to do it. So I, at this point, they're just sitting on their thumbs up their ass. And I mean, I'm just spitting into the wind at this point. So yeah. What can I say?
If you want my theory, and I don't agree with their reasoning, but I think like my theory on their view of it is that Big Brother Canada, Global, whoever it is, whoever's the producers, whoever's in charge, they're very conscious about their image, and they very much don't want to be Big Brother US, where there's often a lot of controversy. They often shut people down, even by saying a word that might be inappropriate. They say, Canada's watching, guys, and they shut the feeds down. They don't want controversy with their show. And I think that's why they don't like the live feeds. I think it's why they often have them down for as long as possible to avoid any kind of bad thing coming out. And I think this recent outage was likely another instance of that, where we did hear that there was potentially some injury, some damage to some people's lungs, something along those lines happened during the veto competition. And they just then kept the feeds off for as long as it took to get them to stop talking about it, because they don't want it to get out that they, you know, potentially caused harm to their house.
That's what happens when you're beholden to an advertiser. So like they have the feed, they have advertisers, they're beholden to these said advertisers. If they would just charge for the live feeds, as Big Brother US did even before they went to CBS All Access, they would, this wouldn't be an issue.
And then also, you know, if the show is on sort of like tenuous ground in terms of a renewal, then any added controversy is probably something that
but to be clear, though, the super fans are the ones who brought the show back. 13,000 people signed a petition to bring Big Brother Canada back, and I guarantee you like 90% of them were people who watched the live feeds and or are super fans of the show. So please do not forget the fact that those are the people that saved your butts in the first place, and try to do a bit of a better job.
Yeah, but it's going to take a lot more people to keep the show on the air. So I think that they have to. I think that everybody is like very clear about what the objective is, and it would be nice if they could get you what you want. But
except
I just kind of feel like that these live feeds for free is just, it seems like such a half measure to me.
Yeah, and like I think it is the image concern, and I think it's poor reasoning on their part, because you do see that the US version, despite any controversy that comes of it, is a very successful show. And I think that, you know, you can replicate that in Canada. I think the US version is more successful than the Canadian version. I mean, obviously the Canadian version was almost canceled. And so I think that the more that I know that they don't want to, you know, copy the US version, but if somebody has a plan of action that has worked well for them for almost 20 years, you know, let's maybe there's some stuff to learn from that.
I don't understand. What do you mean they don't want to copy the US version? They've copied everything else about it. You have head of household.
Why is their veto a big V, Brent?
Oh, I know, right? Yeah, they still call it the power of veto, which that wasn't even a thing until U.S. Big Brother brought it into creation during Big Brother 3. Okay. Sorry. But yeah, I mean, it's just a half measure. I agree with you, Rob.
Okay. All right. Just so that was an interesting conversation to have. All right. Let's take some questions from you guys as we go along here on the first Monday night of Big Brother Canada 6. Trevor Chong says, who would win in a Canada versus USA greatest player of all time season, Shannon Elizabeth or Ryan? That's a great question. Who you got, Brent?
I mean, at this point, I'll take Shannon Elizabeth, even if she does totally overplay from the first week on.
Shannon Elizabeth or Ryan, Taryn?
Yeah, I mean, Shannon Elizabeth, for all her faults with the competitions, was never very bad socially. She was actually pretty good socially for the most part. She never really went crazy. They just kind of overreacted because of her competition prowess.
Okay. I'll take, I mean, Shannon Elizabeth is the greatest Big Brother player of all time. So I guess I have to go with Shannon Elizabeth. It's not close. Amy says, did Johnny get any benefit out of not being able to answer these questions? Yeah, so he wins the first HOH and then he doesn't have to participate in this competition of having to, you know, throw a drink on who he thinks is the dumbest person, who's going to have nobody at their funeral. Taryn, what kind of question is that?
The kind of question that causes drama, Rob. Rob, who would have the least amount of people at our funeral? Answer the question, me or Brent.
I feel like I will say Taryn.
I agree with that. So well, yes.
he'll have a very private, closed ceremony. Brent will, it'll be in his living will to invite as many people as possible from far and wide to come to Brent's extravaganza funeral.
See, if I were Olivia, then this would be causing a lot of drama right now.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Exactly. By the way, I don't agree though that he got any sort of benefit for not having to answer the question, because if you were anybody with any sense whatsoever, you also didn't answer any of the questions. I mean, Will sat there like a bump on a log during the entire competition, didn't answer anything, made it to the final two. I mean, the thing about Ryan is he didn't buzz in on any questions where the answer wasn't really freaking obvious. Okay. And I feel like, you know, given the way this particular competition was set up, either you answer correctly out of 14 people, which you've got a 1 in 14 chance out of doing, or if you pick one of the other 13 people, then you're going to eliminate yourself. So I think the best thing for the most part was just to sit there, don't answer anything unless you're absolutely certain of it, and then try to win it from there on out. So I felt like Will played it pretty well, and Ryan did too.
Brent, can I ask you a question about Johnny? And going back to the preseason bios, did I get this correctly that he is a witch?
Yes. Well, he is a Wiccan. I don't know if he likes to
be... Has that come up, or is that like Jordan Parhar is a conservative? Did he lie about being a Wiccan to get on the show?
I have not heard it come up on the live feeds.
I haven't heard it come up, and it didn't even come up in the interviews until the guy interviewing like brought it up out of nowhere, and it seemed like Johnny didn't want to talk about it, although he seemed to know a lot about it and seemed like he genuinely believed it. So maybe he didn't want to talk about it because it was fake. Or maybe he didn't want to talk about it because he knows the perception that it
would
have.
Yeah, I don't think he's fake. I mean, that would be my take on it. Just listening to him talk about it, I don't believe he's fake, but I think he's also a savvy player, or at least savvy-ish. I think he thinks a little bit too highly of himself, but I do think he's savvy enough to know that that probably isn't going to mesh well with many of the house guests. There may be some house guests who think that that is satanic, and it's not satanic, but they might think it is, and that might be a reason to target him. So he probably doesn't want to talk about it.
Taryn, is that why the have-not room is the way that it is? Is John? did they set up a laboratory where Johnny will be able to perform incantations and whatever else he wants to do in the house? Is that how he won so much power early on?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was actually a little known fact that Johnny had actually built that room just during the first week and because he had access to it because he was HOH. And then the production saw it and they were just like, wow, this is great. We could just use this for the have-not room. Thanks, Johnny. Yeah. And so that's how it went.
Yeah.
I'm sure like at this point, Johnny's going to get the superpower that's underneath that freaking coffin. You know that. That's what's going to happen.
Brett, is it possible that Johnny did a spell to knock out the live feeds? Halting hex rise. Live feeds will die. Halting hex rise.
It's definitely a possibility, but looking at the history of the show, I'm more inclined to be looking at the producers.
And I'm very pro Wiccan. I've always been a very big supporter of Wiccan and warlock and witch rights, and I am a big supporter of them.
As you should
unlike,
be.
Yeah, unlike some people around here.
Yeah, Brent.
What? What are you looking at me for?
Yes.
I have a charmed book of shadows in the other room now.
No. You said there's good witches and bad witches.
Yeah.
And we don't label them like that.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a fun metaphor.
Yeah. Charlie Wagner says, Brent, do you feel like the HOH format was overly skewed towards benefiting likable, non-threatening players like Will? And do you think that the act of not answering was too highly incentivized? Now, the thing about likable people are going to like them.
I've heard that. I have heard that. And that is astute analysis. But I do agree with the second part of the question, that I do think that not answering was very, very highly incentivized. Having said that, I don't know that he was really at a benefit for being a likable guy, because he could have been eliminated. So you could have been not the answer to a question or not even answered yourself, and you could have still been eliminated if somebody else chose to eliminate you. And that happened to quite a few people.
Okay. Let's take a question from...
By the way, I thought it was really, really bad look for Big Brother Canada. Like, Andrew had already been eliminated from the conversation, and people are still throwing drinks in his face. Like, talk about adding insult to injury.
It's problematic. It's problematic. Okay. Whit says, Baconator, way better than the Whopper. That's your sandwich from Wendy's.
Okay. But that's the bacon burger. What's the regular burger?
Is it Dave Single? I think is it. Is that what it is?
Yes. I think that's what it is.
Very strange.
Yeah. That's Dave. It's Dave's something or other.
Yes. Yeah.
Who's Dave?
Dave Thomas.
Why isn't it Wendy?
Dave Thomas.
His daughter was named Wendy, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why isn't it? No,
Taryn, what do you think about the Wendy's that's set up in the Big Brother Canada house?
Who was that woman, Taryn? Was that Robin Cass?
What are you talking?
The woman that served the Wendy's.
He didn't even see it. There was a woman in the drive-thru.
Yeah, I was definitely.
I thought it was Chrissy from Big Brother OTT.
It would have been a lot more unfriendly if that was the
kid. Here's your food. Get out.
Read the rules in the menu at Wendy's. Yeah. How about that, Brent? I mean, if they were worried that people are going to be throwing these HOH competitions, HOH gets to order Wendy's for them and a friend. A $24 value.
I mean, I would just, as someone who enjoys his fast food, I would be somewhat tempted by that, actually. So I think it's not a bad call.
Yeah. Okay. Andy says, whose beard is better, Paul or Ryan? And not Paul Ryan. It doesn't have a beard. Paul's beard is way superior than Ryan's.
Yeah, way superior. Yeah. This isn't even a question. Who wrote this in?
Andy Pfeiffer, right?
Andy, please.
Fist!
Yeah. Okay. Noah Verib, what's the over under for Veronica staying until the jury? I guess we should wait till the live feeds to talk about that.
Sure.
Okay. All right. And then Charlie says, how could Andrew have cleared the air with Erica more effectively?
By not doing it in the first place. There's no reason to do it, to stare at her.
You don't have to undo the problem if you don't create the problem in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, then before we get to the live feeds, let me just take a moment and thank our sponsor for the podcast. And you saw them on Big Brother Canada 6, also a sponsor, Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes is Canada's largest food delivery network that connects hungry customers with restaurants that don't typically do delivery through the GPS tracking system. And they've got a great fan in our producer, Scott St. Pierre. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. I use them probably 3 times a week here in Saskatoon. So it's a great
service. Like Big Brother Canada gets delivered 3 times a week to you.
Well, that's oddly enough, they align.
Yeah, Skip the Dishes, the food that you want delivered. Skip the Dishes gives people the opportunity to focus on what's important to them, like maybe podcasting, and you can have the food delivered right to your door. It's an easy to use app that makes the process simple and stress free. And Skip the Dishes has the largest selection of restaurants with over 10,000 options available across Canada, including hundreds of brands like Wendy's. Taryn, that you don't have to go on Big Brother to get Wendy's anymore delivered to you or win HOH.
There you go. You know, if I was using the service, then I would know a lot more about Wendy's because I'd have the opportunity to eat food from outside of my own house when I'm trying to do live feed updates.
You get it from Freshie, from Earl's. Live GPS tracking gives you the ability to have full transparency throughout the delivery process. Skip the Dishes helps you save a lot of time. You don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't have to cook. And best of all, you get to Skip the Dishes. Not everybody has Rosina around to cook and clean. Tell her anything you want. What do you guys want? What do you guys want me to make? Chicken? Lasagna? Beans.
Yeah, this is basically like having Rosina living with you.
Yes, that's exactly like having Rosina. So go ahead and check out this promo code. Get $7 towards your first order of $15 or more by visiting skipthedishes.com and use the promo code LFC at checkout. Check for availability in your city. That is $7 towards your first order of $15 or more when you go to skipthedishes.com and use the voucher code LFC. All right, that's skipthedishes.com. All right, let's talk about the live feeds. Assuming that there is stuff to talk about, and I think there is. We're talking about the veto.
Yes, there is.
Okay,
yes.
So we will have then, of course, Taryn will be every morning, just like Mark McGrath says, Taryn will be updating the live feeds for you guys. That will be in the reality TV wrap-ups and then also in our Big Brother podcast feed. And then on Thursday night, Taryn will be live once again with the panel of esteemed Big Brother LFC and guests after the eviction episodes on Thursday nights. And then Taryn will have exit interviews with the every person who's evicted from the Big Brother house along the way. And with that, let's get into the spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Let me just bite into a spoiler burger. Oh, spoilerator. Dave's classic spoilers. Okay. All right. All right.
I love that it tickles you so.
Yeah. Look, if I can think of something to mime with the buzzer, I'm a happy camper. All right. Taryn, tell me about the veto.
As I mentioned, I believe
veto with a V.
Andrew and potentially Johnny as well were hurt in some capacity. There was some kind of smoke, and they were having some trouble breathing or something.
Was that part of the smokehouse bacon burger? Was there a fire in the Wendy's at the house?
It was Wendy's themed. You know it was, Aaron.
It was Tomb Raider themed.
Oh my god!
with Wendy as playing Tomb Raider as Lara Croft, and then Erica ended up winning the power of veto.
That's not true. Hamza said he was going to win it, Taryn. Yes. How is this possible?
Well, Hamza said he'd already won it, and then also Ryan had already convinced everyone, including Erica, to throw it. So,
and then Big Brother decided to offer $5,000, and that sort of blew everything to smithereens. Of course, I know even before that they were probably not going to throw it, but that didn't help either.
Okay, so all right, so Erica has the veto, will not use it.
Didn't use it. Done.
Okay. Yes. Okay, that's done. And so we are headed towards an Andrew versus Hamza eviction. And so who is the likely person to be talking to you on Friday, Taryn?
It's looking like Andrew. And this is a big blow to Ryan's plans. He really expected to be able to backdoor Olivia. But Erica went against his plans. He got upset. Tried to shift the target onto Hamza, but most people seem to be saying right now they definitely want Hamza to stay. They want Andrew to go, and Andrew is kind of resigned to his fate at the moment.
He is, and also Ryan, things have totally blown up in his face. I've never seen someone who's played harder for seemingly nothing. I don't understand.
Yeah, talk
why,
to me.
Rob,
talk to me about this.
This is what I was trying to tell you in the first part of the section. Taryn, he wanted to put up Olivia even before he had these nominees locked into place. I don't understand why, if he really wanted to take a shot at her, put her up from the beginning. You know, I mean, if you're going to do that, I know he wanted that. They wanted them all. But if he, okay, here's the thing. He wanted them all to throw the veto to Hamza or Andrew so that he could then backdoor Olivia, thereby getting her on the block by his hand. But in doing so, in telling everybody to throw it to them, it's the same thing of him trying to get her up in the first place, because in both instances, he's the one who's the impetus for her ending up on the block, not some extraneous reason from them randomly winning the veto. Are you with me, Rob?
Yes.
Yes, sort of.
But I'm surprised that you are not on board with Ryan's plan.
Because, I didn't say I wasn't on board with it. I said that he's going about it so shabbily, Taryn.
Brent, Ryan has watched over 20 seasons and over 800 hours of Big Brother. He knows what he's doing, unlike the rest of those dopes in that house. I cannot believe you're questioning him.
I mean, obviously, Taryn is trying to do a great impression of what we've been listening to Ryan. Like, for those of you who don't listen to the live feeds when they're on, Ryan has just been totally insufferable. I made a joke on Twitter that the HOH reveal was the last time we actually liked Ryan, because listening to him has just become absolutely unbearable. He's just one of these people who thinks he thinks he's smarter than everybody else. He's absolutely 100% convinced of it. But I just do not understand his plan. If he wanted to take a shot at Olivia, and he did, oh my God. He did just put her up from the beginning next to Hamza or Andrew, and then, you know, it because by telling people that this is your plan, then they're going to know that you were going after her from the start anyway. So there's no difference. I don't understand the difference.
Okay. It was summed up well by either Paris or Kayla or somebody. They basically said, okay, so what Ryan was trying to do was pretend that he was appeasing the house, but really he had his own plan to protect his allies wanted to get somebody else out, which obviously blew up in his face.
Right. His best course of action, if he was concerned about the house, then he needed to just nominate Andrew and Hamza. Don't say shit about the veto. Just let the veto happen. Pray to God that one of them wins it. And then your hands are tied. You have to put up Olivia, and maybe you can flip the vote. But to try to do this from the beginning and expose all of your cards. And Rob, he talked to everybody in the house, and especially the people who are playing in the veto, that, you know, this is not a good idea for you to win it. And let me tell you why. And of course, they all ended up talking with each other, and they realized that he was trying to put a fast one on them.
Yeah. So Ryan's plan blowing up, is that where all the smoke came from, Taryn?
Yes, I think that's definitely part of where it came from. It's like, look back in season one, Chicken George, he had people voting
Chicken
for
Chicken George, is that one of the sandwiches at Wendy's? Can I get a spicy Chicken George?
I've had that one before. Yeah. It wasn't good.
Yes, he just kept talking and talking until it just, his head blew. And, you know, the lungs just don't work after that.
Yeah, up until today, Rob, they had the veto ceremony today, the replacement ceremony. And he was still trying to get Erica to use the veto. And it just totally blew up in his face, to the point where Plur, our hero, rides in on a white horse to save everybody from Ryan. And that's where we were starting most of the day today. I was actually at the VA. I came back to watch this house meeting. Plur, Veronica, for those of you who you know, voted for her from the beginning.
Peace, love, unity, respect.
I'm coming around. I do like the Plur thing. I think it's very fun. She called a house meeting because she's just up in arms about the fact that, first of all, what we didn't tell you was there's a house meeting. Ryan called out Plur, Veronica, and Marin.
For what?
For their obvious lie. He's convinced Ryan is a super fan, as Taryn has told you. He's convinced that they had audio.
A different house meeting, or the one today.
Yes, there are two house meetings. I'm telling you about the first one, not the one today. I'm telling you one from like 2 or 3 days ago. Ryan had a house meeting. He wanted to call the two great gatecrashers out because he's convinced that they had audio. He's convinced that they know something, that they've seen their bios, because if they
don't
were super
know
fans,
anything, trust me.
Exactly, I know. But you can't tell him that. He is absolutely convinced of it. And so he had it out with them and basically said some pretty condescending things to Veronica, especially, that she didn't take kindly to. She didn't like being called that. And eventually in the house meeting, it came out, look, we just can't tell you, which is what they should have said in the first place. And I think everybody knows at this point that they were basically voted in by Canada. Paris and Maddie both agreed that, like, there are four or five people and two of them were voted in. Fast forward to today, where he's trying to, after not getting Olivia on the block, Taryn, he's trying to flip the vote on Hamza because he's trying to say that Hamza is the better competitor and Andrew is a lone wolf and doesn't have any friends. And, you know, why shouldn't we keep him in the house? If it's a 1-2 punch, and we're getting both these guys out, why don't we get rid of Hamza first? Because he's more likely to win the veto. But in doing so, he's really upset the house, really pissed off everybody, including Veronica. And she decided to call a house meeting and call him out. And it was rich to watch, even if it didn't accomplish what she intended in the first place. Okay, I'm done.
There have been two house meetings and both of them have flopped substantially. They both started with a list of like chores and housekeeping and then gradually shifted toward calling somebody out and then ultimately helping that person out in the game because Veronica was terrible in this meeting. She completely shut down after starting to call Ryan out and people were like, that was terrible.
She had everybody to, she told everybody what she was going to do. And I give her props for calling the house meeting. It takes a certain amount of cojones to be able to do that if you've been there for what, 3 or 4 days. So good for her. But she told everybody what she was going to do. They all were really sick of Ryan and they wanted their pound of flesh. But they weren't willing to do it. They wanted her to do it. And she was willing to do it. But she only did it for like, you know, 5-10 minutes. And then she shut down and they didn't get what they wanted. Basically, the money they paid for the fight, they didn't get to see it.
Yeah. All right. So Ryan, based on everything you guys are saying, has hurt himself with his HOH this week. Karen, is this one of these from the HOH to the nomination chair next week?
Very likely. It's definitely a possibility. However, there is also still a lot of talk about targeting Veronica and Marin. There are kind of the alliances are still pretty fluid. You know, things have formed recently, but they're probably going to unform just as recently. But right now, there are sort of two contingents. Both agree that they want one of the new players gone. They just kind of disagree on which one they'd prefer to go first.
Yeah, everybody still has their own agenda, Taryn. Yes, that's the problem.
It's still more likely than not that either Marin or Veronica will be leaving next week at the moment. However, Ryan is definitely another option. And Hamza has managed to put himself further down the list. People are liking Hamza. It's definitely now in the 4-week plan. It's going to be the two new players and then Ryan and then maybe Hamza.
It's important to note that Erica and a few of the girls want to keep Veronica in the house. You know, of the four people, they'd rather her be number four because at the moment, she's very sociable. I'll give it up to Veronica. I mean, she doesn't call a great house meeting. There was a lot of fire, but not a lot of blowback in so far as Ryan was concerned. But it was very fun to watch. And she's good with the girls. They seem to like her very much. And I think at first they were threatened by her, but now they're like, well, we can use her to accomplish what we need. And then later on, we can get rid of her.
Well, I believe what they were saying was that they would prefer Marin to go first and then Veronica just because they know that they have Veronica. But they especially.
That's what I just said.
Well, you said number four. This is more like number two.
There's no way she goes two.
Also, what they said was that especially after that house meeting, they just feel like she's way too much of a loose cannon. They can't rely on her as an ally. They definitely don't want to have to work with her. They just feel like the other side has Marin, and that's why they need to use her right now.
I agree with that. But I take it from me, Rob. I tell you that she will not go in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, Veronica.
Okay. Am I crazy that I want Ryan to stay?
He's nuts. But yeah, I mean, you don't have to listen to him.
As a show watcher, that makes sense.
Yeah, I want him to stay. I like him. He's like a cross between like Max Dawson and Ronnie Talbot. I feel like that. I like having him.
He just needs a little bit of humility. I'm hoping that this blow up of an HOH week will give him some. But having said that, as Taryn has shown, like he still thinks that he did the right thing. It's just that they're idiots and they're not buying it, but I can't help those people over there because they're idiots. He won't take any ownership of the fact that he's really screwed up here. Maybe he will in the diary room on Wednesday or Thursday night, but so far I haven't seen it.
Okay. We've talked about how he's sort of like a professor. Like he tries to teach people about the game and he tells them what they're doing wrong. And that's part of what's put people off. But he really does have this voice where as soon as he starts talking, I feel like I'm in the most boring class I've ever been in. I'm just like, no, God, just please, someone else.
Is he really a professor? What's his day job?
He works in radio. Oh, or he did, at least.
That's not ideal. No. Well, a lot of people listen to this show and go to sleep, so I don't know.
Well, actually, Rob, you should be worried because he wants to start a podcast called the Week Fours or something along those lines because he's going to go out in the first 4 weeks.
Is this for real?
No, I mean,
no, it was a bad attempt at humor. That's what it was.
Well, I mean, he did genuinely talk about it. But
I know.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Again, the hard part isn't starting a podcast. The hard part is keeping the podcast. Anybody can just start a podcast.
I've heard. I have heard. Yes.
Got to keep the podcast. That's what's the tough part.
Who was that girl from Survivor?
Which one? Which one? Here, let's not even get started on this tonight.
The one who didn't like Gabby Maria.
Which one?
The first one.
Oh, that's a long time ago. We don't even remember that.
RC St. Lamour. I remember. Yes. Yeah, she had a podcast, didn't she?
At one point, yes.
Okay, so
you are so far behind on this.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That was the 200 Survivor podcast ago. Okay. Anthony S. says, should they just axe the live feeds and air a daily highlight instead?
That's what I do. What do you?
Yeah. Yeah, they would take Darren's job. And he didn't marry Rich.
So. I mean, in my mind, I would, and I've talked about this before, I would love if that was what Big Brother After Dark was. I wish it would be like a sports center of like, all right, let's go to the highlights today. It was 11 a.m. Let's go out to the backyard. Here's Jason and Alex having a conversation about, you know, and then it should just be like an edited down. But I guess that's the show. But more like in the Big Brother UK format of just like seeing more long form stuff.
Okay. Let me tell you, putting together daily recaps is it's hard work. I think I don't know if they have the work ethic for it.
Yes. Well, look, Taryn, I was so proud today when I heard on the Big Brother recap when there was some talk about people saying like, is there really going to be a recap? And you were indignant. Like, of course there's a recap. It doesn't matter if anything happens.
Of course we can't. We would never leave people hanging and not tell them.
Yes. Yes.
Because that's what we've been complaining about. The fact that it just disappears and no one tells us anything.
Right.
That's
plus why I have a song to debut.
Yes. That's why we do recaps of the recap.
Yes.
Yes.
Eventually, we're going to have recaps of the daily live feed.
And that's
recaps.
The thing, Rob, Big Brother, this year, they have instituted, instead of like Jeff Fish, they have slides. Okay, so they have slides.
What do you mean slides? Like cute animals like going down a slide?
No. And they have slides of like previous moments on Big Brother.
Yes, no, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
They take a quote from a house guest.
It's like you're waiting for a movie to start.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
They should have like word scrambles of like...
One of those could be, you know, the live feeds will be back in approximately blank hours and just fill in the blank. But, you know, apparently that costs too much money. So what do I know?
Wait, they have that or they don't have that?
They don't have it. They have the other slides about like Gary saying,
well, you make it sound like they know when they're coming back. Like they're like, all right, put the live feeds back at 3:00.
Well, I mean, that's what they did earlier today. They said the live feeds are going to be back at 12 noon. So why can't they do that all the time? You know, I'm not asking for an exact time. I'm just saying, you know, hey, they're going to be down for about 4 hours. Tell us that. Say, hey, you know, 6 hours now, the live feeds approximately will be back. So you're not waiting for 6 hours for the feeds to come back. I know that there's FeedsBot out there. For those of you who don't know, on Twitter, there's FeedsBot, and you can get that, and it tells you when the live feeds come back. Of course, I use that, but there are a lot of people who don't know about it, and thus
there's a bot that tells you when feeds are on or not.
Yep, yep, yep. And you could subscribe to it.
It's not Taryn.
It's not Taryn. No. Okay. I'll give you go ahead and talk, and I'll tell you the actual address so people can sign up.
Yeah, I don't have the processing power to be able to simultaneously update you on the feeds and let you know every time they cut, because that would just be way too many times.
It's at feeds_bot. So FEEDS_BOT. And that is not Taryn, but it will.
FeedsBot in the chat right now.
FeedsBot in the chat.
I know. If you subscribe to it, then it will tell you when the feeds come back on every flipping time. So, and it also tells you how long they've been off. So, it's really great.
But is it a person or it's a really artificial intelligence?
I don't know who it is. They're not living in my house, so I'm not sure.
They did just wink at us in the chat. That does feel a little more artificial.
They were winking at you because you're a robot.
It's got too smart. If we need to shut it down.
It's not a binary robot. It's more of an android like me.
Okay. All right. Let's do a couple more questions here tonight. Super Chicken 55, is Kirsten going to come on the podcast? Whenever she is up for it, we are here. She has a open door. We would love to have her anytime. She's up for it.
Honestly, if she watches the show, she is a much braver person than me. I don't think I'd be able to.
Yeah. What about Mikey? What about him? Do we want him?
Sure. He seems like a ball of fun, and my heart wouldn't. I mean, seriously, he does, and my heart wouldn't break every time because I don't personally know him. That's the thing. I personally knew Kirsten, so my heart broke when she didn't go into the house and she had her heart crushed on national television. But somebody like Mikey, who I didn't know before now, I mean, it'd be fun. He seems like a pretty cool guy, and I unlike Kirsten, I don't know exactly how much of the feeds you watch, Taryn.
Kirsten gave Mikey the stamp of approval. She said he was a great guy. So. Okay. That's the, there you go.
All right. Let's do Tracy's question. Ryan's wife asked the chat room to leave her boy alone. Is there an appropriate answer or just leave him alone? I didn't know.
You put yourself
Hold on. Are we talking about Ryan or are we talking about Ryan's kid? Because that's off limits.
Well, he was great. I don't know who's complaining about his kid. I mean, his kid was awesome, especially I think he has, what, two of them, like a baby and then the son? Or is it just the one, Taryn? I forget. Yeah. Carter or what's his
name? I think it's just the one.
Carter. Okay, sorry. They showed a baby picture, so I wasn't like if he had another kid besides Carter, like after the fact, like right before he came to the house. Okay, cool. Anyway, look, his kid is fine. Ryan is the person we're talking about. If you put yourself on national television and you are on a reality show, you're going to get criticized, especially for Game. And we've been criticizing Ryan mostly for Game, a little bit for his voice, but I think that's all fair in love and war. Just like us on a podcast, people come at me for some of the stuff I say, but it's because I put myself out there that he get it in the first place. So if he didn't want to be criticized, he shouldn't have went on Big Brother.
Yeah. Have we been that critical? We've been that bad?
I mean, he's an awful player, but he's somewhat fun to watch if you don't have to listen to him all the time.
That's why I like him.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yes. Okay. So is Plur, by the way. She's more fun to listen to, but she's an awful player.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's the people that I don't know who they are. That's who I'm saying that we should get rid of.
Yeah. Who don't we know, Taryn? I guess Olivia.
I mean, Olivia, if people
tell
weren't
me about
talking
Maddie.
About
Maddie. Do I care about Maddie?
Yes.
Maddie, you should know. That yes. Maddie was removed from the show, and that's kind of a crime.
Why? Too boring?
I don't think she's that boring. I think that, she...
she's Maddie, the one who poured a drink on herself.
Okay. Yes. Maddie has a good sort of three-person alliance that she's working with Paris and Will.
Three-way.
She has a close relationship with Will in particular. She also has a good relationship with like Kayla and Derek. Although that's not like the best relationship. She's also somebody that's talked to us on the feeds, talking about how much she loves being there. She's downplaying how much of a fan she is. Like I said, she was the person that put Olivia's name into Ryan's mouth in the first place. So
well,
she is doing
like
a lot of work.
I like Olivia.
And Erica and Olivia are all too happy to see Maddie go home. So it seems like the dislike is definitely mutual.
Okay. I might be team Olivia. Okay. And William, do we care about him, Brent? I feel like his face is like very squished.
Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I think when you have a body that's that big, he's absolutely
is that what his body is too wide and it makes his face look like
I do kind of feel like it's a little bit of a bobblehead thing where like the body doesn't match the face, but
his
he's
face
still
is again, like an elevator closed.
Said like if you could just like disembody his voice like the Little Mermaid, what happened with the Ursula, I just let me have his voice and then you can have the rest. So,
yeah. Okay. And then who else? Anybody else that we didn't talk about tonight for anybody who's just watching the TV show?
Kayla. Allie was a nominee last week. She's done an admirable job an admirable job in terms of getting herself back into the swing of things as far as building bonds with other people. I think she's in like a 7-person alliance now, Taryn, which seems pretty fluid. But I think she's okay.
She's also trying to get heat off of Ryan because she has a good relationship with him.
Yeah, she wants to be back on the Gatecrashers.
Yes, like I said, it's a very very complicated fluid. Like these live feed updates when the feeds have been on have been like a good 45-50 minutes long because there's so much to talk about in terms of the dynamics. Jesse as well is somebody who hasn't really done much on the show but is very involved in all of the inner workings.
Okay. All right. So let's put a pin in all this. The LFC roundtable will be back. We'll have the stock watch, all of the things you guys love about the LFC roundtable. Get Melissa back in the mix, and it'll be a lot of fun. What time is that tomorrow night?
8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
I don't know. You think I would know the answer to this question? Do you have live feed updates on mornings of roundtables?
Yes, every okay, morning.
Okay, every morning.
Every morning.
Come rain or come shine. Okay.
Yeah. Tara and I, we were listening to that live feed update. Even my kids were singing that song.
There, it's a catchy song. I'm so glad that Mark McGrath took the time to sing it for me.
All right. Maybe he'll perform it live on the finale with you.
Yes, that would be, you know, and he can go into the Big Brother house next season to perform a concert.
Check out Taryn's great new theme song, courtesy of the wonderful Adam Berkowitz, a Wandoff legend. Check out what he had for the for Taryn for the live feed updates. Okay, so let's talk about what's coming up, and then we'll talk about hashtags. Of course, what's this? A Survivor know-it-alls. I'm like, who are all these people with me and Steven? a bunch of people in the pool, all having fun. Probably the ocean. I can't even understand what's happening in the pier. They're fighting for a life preserver. So hopefully Steven and I don't have to do that on Wednesday. Is it tomorrow? Is only Tuesday. Okay, it's still 2 days away until the Survivor know-it-alls.
You know what it is? It looks like that challenge, like in Heroes versus Villains, where Sugar's top came off, where they have to like pull something and get back to the mat. But instead of like having everyone get injured in the sand, they've decided to put it in the water. And I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, so, I think they did that with in Millennials versus Gen X. I think that might have been how they did it, where same thing happened to Michaela.
I forget.
Yeah,
I
we're about to see some tatas today. Yeah. Yes. All right, Big Brother Canada overnight update is coming on tomorrow morning. Taryn, do you have a guest booked already for tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning, I believe, is Jen from So You Think You Can Podcast.
Jen
from So You Think You Can Podcast.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so be sure to check that out at 10 Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. Still on Facebook and YouTube?
Yes, both at the same time.
Okay,
all right. Just how I like it.
Boom. All right. At the LC Roundtable, 5:30 p.m. What is it? 5:30 Eastern or Pacific?
5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, check out robhasawebsite.com/patron to become a patron. We've had so many new patrons come on for the start of the Survivor season. A lot of stuff going on there in the patron groups and the patron-only shows. We just announced today, this is an exclusive, that all of the tracks from the Wandoff, including a bunch that don't even get selected into the show, are going to be available. I'm just giving them away to the patrons. There you go.
So you're giving all the losers away.
Giving everything away. Giving everything away. 26 tracks from this week's Wandoff are going to be available to patrons after tonight. So everything is happening. Robswebsite.com/patron, including our extensive Big Brother patron group as well, for lots of chat during the day in terms of what's going on the live feeds. All right. You like hashtag spoiler burger.
Spoiler burger is good.
Okay. All right.
Also, make sure you check out the Taryn Show with Renny Martin.
Yes.
It will be dropping tonight. Very, very interesting and fun conversation with Renny from Big Brother 10. If you don't remember, she was the one with the time zones and interesting interactions with Dan Giesling. Very, yes. Very happy.
Well, Taryn, Rob, Taryn is being polite when he says this. You guys must listen to this interview because every time that I podcast with Taryn over the past week, he's been telling me about this interview, trying to get this interview, then still trying to get the interview, then finally getting the interview and what happened during the interview. So, like, I mean, it was just, he was giddy like a kid in, like, out of school.
But Taryn, so you talk to somebody who spoke ill of Dan Giesling and you are letting those tapes see the light of day?
Look, this is Renny Martin. She is, if anyone can talk ill of Dan Giesling, it's Renny Martin.
I'm surprised that Taryn didn't just hit delete and hang up the phone.
She still voted for him. Come on.
Yes, she talked about that. I voted for him, but that Dan...
Okay. All right. So check that out. Taryn, how do people listen to the Taryn Show?
You can subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast, The Taryn Show. That's T-A-R-A-N. It's also on the Reality TV Rehapups feed, which this podcast, I believe, is also on, and all the Big Brother Canada coverage and everything else. So you can find it in all kinds of places.
Yeah. And just a heads up, if you're watching the video of this, you are watching this on the Reality TV Rehapups YouTube channel. And if that is not something that you are normally doing, be sure to hit the subscribe button on YouTube to make sure you don't miss any of the Big Brother coverage that we have coming to you guys here on the Reality TV Rehapups YouTube channel. So Follow Taryn on Twitter. He's at Armstrong Taryn. Brent is at One Lucky Gay. I thought this was very fun tonight. I thought we finally got it. We talked about Big Brother Canada. We had a nice time.
Yes, yeah. Very fun. I can keep it civil when I want to.
Okay. All right. Look, that we're having fun. That who knows if there'll be a Big Brother Canada 7. We have to make the most of what we have, Taryn.
Eat our spoiler burgers while they are unspoiled.
Yes. All right. Take care, everybody. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Have a good night. Bye.